All right, if you have any questions.
If you're going to reach out to us or any of our other listeners.
The fact that I couldn't even get the start of that is sad.
I am the one who always does it, so.
Yeah, I've tuned out by then.
Yeah.
If I'm not talking, right. Why would I be listening? It's ridiculous.
I tune out through the entire middle part.
Meaning from what's good.
I pay attention during the intro and the closing. And that's it.
Well, this episode's going to be especially me-centric, I think.
Howdy, it's Monday, June 16th, 2025, and this is episode 256 of Do For A Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Aska, joined as always by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Nintendo Switch 2, Mario Kart World. It's fun, yeah? Man. It feels like a really nice system. Every review I've seen is just a bunch of broke bitches complaining about the price and like, oh, I can't afford $80 for Mario Kart World. Man up, get a second job, go buy yourself.
Start dealing some drugs on the side.
I agree that it's expensive. But, like, all the reviews of the price of it being $450 is, like, at $300, I'm not worried about giving it to my kid. But at $450, I don't feel like I can give this to my kid. I'm happy to be at a point in my life where that's not my concern.
Yeah, it doesn't seem unreasonable to me, I have to say. I mean, given, like, not the phones I buy, but I know normal people phones are, like, what, $1,200 now or like something if you want the new iPhone or whatever?
Right. Yeah. And people just hand their phones to their kids. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree it's expensive. It feels very premium, and I will agree it does not feel like a kid's toy, where the Switch feels very much like a kid's toy. But I'm guessing they'll come out with, like, a Switch 2 Lite, and that'll be that.
Yeah, probably. Seems like something they'll do in a year or two.
Yeah. I don't actually think people need to work a second job to get a Switch.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe they do. Just work harder. You can't afford a Switch? Probably not working hard enough. You're probably not pulling hard enough on your bootstraps.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have the second Would You Rather from our friend Dave.
Yes, our good friend Dave.
This one is to me.
All right. So Dave asks you, would you rather get to play only your favorite slots, but the most you can ever win is leaving up $50? Option two is you can play any slot you want, but you always lose except for once in the next 10 years. You win $5,000, but you have to play slots like you normally would in AC. I don't see how that works. So if you win right away, you just have to keep playing like normal, I guess. Option three is you can never play Wonder Woman, Buffalo, or Damned Lumberjack Beavers ever again, but everything else is normal. You noted that to make it more competitive, you should also throw Heidi in there.
Yeah, I mean, Damn Lumberjack Beavers, you can't even find anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you might as well be like, oh, seal the deal. Like, let's just list a bunch of slots that don't exist anymore.
You can't play Damn Lumberjack Beavers, Skee-Ball, or Seal the Deal ever again, right?
Darn. Like, the casinos have already made
those. Those are like, yeah, three of your top slots 10 years ago, right?
Oh, I loved them. Yeah. Skee-Ball was great. I think Skee-Ball had a machine quality problem. Where the machines would just shit themselves and the touch screen would stop working.
Both the machines and the players.
Yeah.
If you were playing. Yeah.
Accurate. The very obvious answer is never playing Wonder Woman, Buffalo, Heidi again. Like, there's just so many other slots.
It doesn't seem close.
It would be disappointing not to play Wonder Woman ever again.
I would go so far as to say the other two options actually make no sense. So option one, you know, the most you could ever win is leaving up $50. Does that mean you just can't win a jackpot? Or like you would just have to sit there and keep playing until you were only up $50? If you just had a good run, you have to sit at the slot for like 20 hours in a row until you get down to only being up $50.
I mean, I think he's saying the machines are basically like rigged.
Uh-huh.
Like for you, where we said there had to be a floor for craps if there's going to be the $100 ceiling. I think you've got to say you can never win or lose more than $50. Something just magically happens if you get a bonus and it only caps you out at making $50 profit.
Why would you even play slots then?
I mean, I enjoy them. But yeah, the idea that you can get a $100 bonus on like a 75-cent spin, that's pretty much the reason to play slots, I think. Right.
Maybe if I rephrase this in a more interesting way, what if there was the ultimate low variance slot? Would you like that? If it was like the jackpot is $100 or something, but you'll get back 90% of your money every spin, not like the usual slot machines where you get back 4 credits on a 70 credit bet all the time.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, that sounds like my ideal slot machine, right?
Yeah, kind of. So maybe it is more reasonable for you.
But if you really went in knowing okay, the biggest jackpot
the
on
biggest,
this machine.
The jackpot is $100.
Yeah, 100 right. bucks. Like, that's literally the top end best uh-huh. that you can do. And you just know it's also somehow the loosest machine in the casino.
Mm-hmm. You would play that all the time, I think.
It would have to be a fun machine, I think. But you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. I think in my head, I want to be like, no, that sounds boring. But no, I think I'd play it all the time. I think I would absolutely play it all the time.
I think that would be like your number one machine. They should come out with that, frankly.
You know what would happen is it would have that little plaque on it that says, no tier credits earned.
Like, you could do it. It doesn't have to be necessarily any looser than any other slot. The payout table is different. Basically, you can think of it as video poker, essentially, but maybe with no royals, right?
I was trying to think what, for the never play Wonder Woman, like, what could you add to that?
That you wouldn't just choose that?
Yeah. I think if you got rid of all Buffaloes, all Heidi variations, all the Link games, so like Dragon Link, Lightning Link, mm-hmm. Phoenix Link, there's like 15 of them, right?
Yeah. You can only play Huff and More Puff if that was your option. Your least favorite slot.
I mean, but there's still just like so many slots, right? Like there's so many options that it would be hard to get rid of whole swaths of slot categories to get you down to where I felt like I was actually limited in any way. Mm-hmm. So I think I've got to go with that just because.
Right.
Yes, it would suck to not play Wonder Woman anymore. Or Buffalo, although Buffalo is actually not great, I don't think.
But I think kind of rephrasing the question the way I did, if this magical low variance slot machine existed, or if they just had jacks are better where a royal is just a straight flush, but you know, you get, I have no idea what would make sense, like 13 on a full house and 10 on a flush.
Yeah.
And,
ooh.
You know, so the odds worked out.
I want that game.
Yeah, I think that's like what you want. If it still was 99.5%, but just with no 4,000 credits.
Yeah, I think you've come up with my ideal machine mm-hmm. as a video poker machine.
You know, the straight is six or, you know, and then it adds up to 99.5 still.
Yeah, that sounds actually amazing. Which is funny because I've hit royals, so you'd think that I'd be like, oh, I want $1,000, but... No, I don't. Someone should do that. Someone should make the ultra low variance video poker game.
I'm surprised it doesn't exist.
Most gamblers want the royal. Like, most gamblers want the payout.
Like, I think you're like way far outside of the norm in your opinions. Like, I would never play a slot machine if there was no jackpot.
Right, and you got to think, like, people who are walking into the casino, that's a pretty big filter, right? Like, if you ask the general population, there'd be a lot more people who want this low variance game.
But they wouldn't gamble.
But as soon as you set foot on the casino floor, you filter down to people who are like, they don't want that.
And like, truly, the casino doesn't want the type of person in the casino, frankly, who doesn't want to hit a jackpot, because are they really going to be like
chasing
great gamblers?
No.
Like, no, they're not. They're going to be truly their worst customers. So.
Ooh. Am I the casino's worst customer? Think about it.
No. There are people who we've known who truly, when they thought they could actually take money from the casino through taking advantage of various offers and stuff, were quite willing to do it.
Right.
And now that most of those things are gone, aren't really as interested anymore, I think.
So the comp harvesters, you're saying, are the
right.
We're
exactly.
the worst customers.
Exactly.
But those people
right.
have mostly been.
I think they've been mostly weeded out because the casinos are like a bit more wise about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Those people are the worst customers, but yeah, someone like you would probably be in the next tier.
Aw. I play for a while, but I'm playing...
You do play for a while.
Pretty low-variant stuff. I mean, I do play penny slots, though. Like, they like penny slot players.
I have to say, our offers and stuff from Caesars and from Borg are very similar. So, you know, I don't have much of a leg to stand on myself. So,
yeah, I mean, I'll say, like, I don't cost the casino very much. I'm not just plowing through free drinks. I'm playing for a while at penny slots.
I mean, until it's, like, 2 a.m., and then you just start plowing through the free drinks.
Yeah, you got a rapid fire. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? I've got to wait 10 minutes before I order again.
Yes, you're very responsible until 1:15 in the morning.
Yeah, and then I'm having like drink FOMO. What have I done? Every time.
I mean, I'm like wasted at like 5 p.m. and you're totally fine and being responsible. And then I stop drinking. And feel much better by, like, 11 or whatever. And then it's, like, 1:30, and you're like, oh, gosh.
We're really very opposite.
I think in every way.
In our casino experience in lots of ways. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I think it's more than just casinos, but opposites attract, maybe. That's why we've been doing this for 10 years.
Paula Abdul and what was the cat? MC Scat Cat? Remember that song?
No.
That song was on nonstop. Opposites attract. Some people listening to this right now have this song stuck in their head just by you saying the words "Opposites Attract." Anyways, two steps forward and one step back.
So anyway, I think as the question is framed, you would obviously choose that you will never play your top, whatever, three or four slots again. But, you know, in my hypothetical question, you would just play the lowest variance version of whatever is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's effectively like the Paigo poker of slots.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
For me, obviously, I would just never play whatever my favorite slot it happens to be. I don't even know what it is. So Wonka, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you could get rid of a whole category of Wonka. You could get rid of... I don't even know.
I mean, like, frankly, my life would be better if I never played the stupid Buffalo Ascension machines that I always walk by, and it's like 3,000 lines. I'm like, well, I have to play this, and then I would just, like, have the least fun if my life played it.
Yeah, I think that that's how you got to categorize more is, like, okay, all the slots that change the number of lines, all the Link games.
Or the stupid, you know, if I walk by Rich Little Piggies and, like, the multiplier pig is, like, you know, 20 whatever spins, and I'm like, well, I guess I got to play. 25 cents, whatever it is, yeah.
Like, you literally have to play, it's required.
Right. But my life would be better if I just didn't do that.
So, we left it off last episode where, I think two episodes ago, I was super optimistic. Like, I'm going to go to AC, and then, you know, scheduling happened, and I was like, oh, I'd have 4 awake hours in Atlantic City. So, instead, I woke up, dropped the kids off at school, and went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Which, by the way, I didn't even know until, like, yesterday, because I happened to see it on Twitter. You were very hush-hush about this.
Yeah, I was going to see if you even saw it on Twitter and if this would be totally a surprise.
I saw it yesterday, I think. Nice. So it was a surprise until then.
So I drove into Bethlehem, parked in downtown Bethlehem, and went to a coffee shop called The Joint, sat there and had a little pastry and a coffee for
Sounds
about
perfect.
20 minutes, which is pretty nice. And then popped over, you know, 5 or 6 minutes to Wind Creek, Bethlehem. So my first experience of Wind Creek, Bethlehem was walking through the outlet mall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very dead in there. I don't want to say it's playground-esque, but the thought playground did pop into my mind.
But it was what, like 10 o'clock on a Friday morning?
Yeah, 11.
11. Like, were the outlets even open at 11?
Yes, they were open. But
probably.
There was just a lot of empty storefronts in there is what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
But there's like a beef jerky outlet.
Delicious.
There's a Tommy Hilfiger and a Coach and a Michael Kors. And then there's like, you know, some generic stuff like you'd see in the corridor at Tropicana. Like a store that sells the kind of crap that you'd see in your grandma's house.
Perfect. Because, you know, you can probably get that for free. But why would you do that when you could buy it from an outlet?
And then you go up the escalator at the end and there's a...
Casino?
Food court.
Ugh. Okay.
With a Starbucks and a Charlie's cheesesteaks and, you know, some other food courty stuff like a smoothie place. There's a Moe's Burritos, if you remember Moe's Burritos.
Bubble tea? Is there bubble tea? That's what I have to know.
I don't think so.
The Clarksburg outlets have bubble tea.
And then you go into the casino.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in the casino. There was a line for regular, we're not even going to check your ID. And then there's a line for if you appear under 30.
Mm-hmm. Which you do.
And I was like, I'm just going to go through the regular line. And nobody said anything. So,
oh, good. No, well done.
Yeah. Man, so
getting older. 2 years ago, you definitely would have been sent out of that line in shame.
I don't know how I should feel about how much I'm aging, if that's the case. And my first impressions as I walk in is casino floor is incredibly nice looking. It's just a big open rectangle, but it's very large. There's a big circular bar in the middle that looked very, very nice. I did a big lap around the casino floor, and some things I noticed is the table games is basically just baccarat everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's an Asian room.
Rivers, Philadelphia was, like, very Asia game heavy, too, right? If you remember.
I don't remember, but there's an Asian gaming room that's nothing but baccarat.
Uh-huh.
And then even outside of that, it spills out, and there's probably another 15 baccarat tables outside of that, and there were so many people there playing baccarat. I would say when I got there, 75% of the entire amount of people at the casino were actively playing baccarat.
It's like Macau.
So, and I think that they still do the buses from New York City to Bethlehem, and I'm guessing that's what's driving the... Baccarat play is a bunch of people coming from New York City to go play baccarat for the day in Pennsylvania because it's the closest casino with real table games to New York City. I looked for Paigo Poker. There was none open. There were two tile tables open.
Ooh, love it.
Which they called Pair Fortunes, which I looked up later. That's just a side bet on Paigo tiles.
That's a side game. Usually they're named the side bet. Yeah.
There were a good amount of people at both Paigo tiles tables.
Which meant you certainly weren't allowed to play.
Tiles was $50 and $100.
Uh-huh.
So I certainly was not going to play.
It's fine. I played some $100 tiles at the Aria, if you remember. Went great, too.
Afternoon, two Paigo poker tables opened. Not face-up, regular Paigo poker with commission.
Mm-hmm.
And two more Paigo tiles tables opened. So there are always more tiles tables than Paigo poker tables, which I found fascinating.
I think it's that way in Horseshoe as well, in Baltimore.
Limit check, $10 blackjack in the morning. I think it went up to $15 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. $25 Paigo poker. Like I said, tiles was $50 and $100. $15 craps, $15 roulette, $10 three card, $10 Texas Hold'em.
Did you play some Paigo poker?
No, I did not. The tables were too crowded. So I didn't bother. I really wanted to, but no, I wasn't going to wedge in. Actually, there was one seat open, but there was a lady sitting there, and she had like her water sitting right in front of the seat. And I was like, is she playing both hands? I'm not going to bother. Not going to bother this old Asian lady. So then looked around at the video poker and, you know, had to check the pay tables. All the video poker on the casino floor at any denomination I checked, 6-5. 6-5 jacks or better.
That's pretty bad.
Quite bad. I posted a picture on Twitter. So yeah. I was like, oh, guess I'm not playing any video poker this trip.
I mean, it's better than the 9-6 video poker that pays one for two pair at the Dusk nightclub or wherever that is. Hell's Kitchen, I guess. You know, whatever, at Caesars. But
yeah,
truly, that's the only one that's worse, I think.
Oh, yeah, the 9-6. It was at the Hell's Kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have $3 bubble craps, which I appreciate. At Borgata, I think it's $5 minimum bubble craps.
Yeah. I know you're a huge bubble craps fan.
Love bubble craps. I did notice they have on-machine drink ordering.
Oh, that's nice.
Same system, the boss system, as they have at Caesars. I did my lap. I walked around. I got my player's card, $30 free play, $10 food credit to sign up.
Nice.
They say like 1 week from your sign-up date, they give you another $30 of free play and $10 dining credit, but you have a week to use it.
Got to go back right now. It's your week right now, right?
Friday, I think it'll kick in. Actually, I'm not sure
when it kicks in. So next week, you got to go. Another trip report next episode. Yeah. You've heard it here first.
Got that credit, went and played some Wonder Woman. That went poorly, so bad start to the trip. Had to rally with some bubble craps, sat down, played for a while, ended up winning $70. But the funny thing, so the bubble craps, they have one bubble craps little carousel. One of them somebody had smashed, and they had put like tape over the cracked screen. Like shattered screen, not just cracked.
As, you know, happens when you have a bad bubble craps experience. Yeah. It's only natural.
And multiple times, like, security would walk by and be like, oh, look at this. And it's like, clearly, this is known. They taped over it. Like, this isn't some new thing that just happened. The funny thing about the bubble craps machine, and this was true, I played at, I think, three different seats of the five at the carousel, and all of them had this issue, which was when you started playing, the little dealer lady who talks and has so many things to say, just constantly talking, like, seven out, pay the don't, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's just constantly talking.
Yeah.
She would fall behind. And at some point, it wouldn't even be, like, stuff that happened 5 minutes ago. She was just saying stuff that was completely not relevant. So she would be like, oh, the point is six. And you're like, the point is nine. Like, what are you talking about? And you'd roll a nine, and it'd be like, hard six. But, like, it would pay you correctly.
Uh-huh.
But, like, what she was saying was not at all. It was completely dissociated.
That's fun. That sounds like it makes the experience better.
It was kind of distracting, but I realized later you can turn the volume way down on the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up winning like $70 in bubble craps, so that felt good. Walked around a little bit and, you know, had to use my free credit. And so I ended up at a machine called Monopoly Express, which is a big old Monopoly machine. I'd never seen it before. Put in my free play, and then I noticed, as soon as you sit down, it says, if you're playing pennies, you need six trains on the screen to trigger the bonus. It's like one of those locking screen games where you're trying to fill the screen to get the grand jackpot.
Uh-huh.
If you play nickels, you only need five. It's like, I've got to play nickels. I'm on my free play anyway.
You got to. Right.
So the minimum bet on nickels was $1.50.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
I very quickly lost 20 of the $30, which I only put 20 in the machine.
I thought you were going to say you very quickly lost 20 spins and just left after the minimum with no money.
So then I was like, whatever, I'll put it $100 and see how this goes. I'll say it was much higher variance than I'm used to on penny slots. So I got down to, I don't even know, 40 left of my 100 or something like that. And then I hit one of the bonuses. And then I was up a lot. And then I lost that and was down again. And then I hit another bonus and was up a lot. Since I knew that I was only going to be there for a short amount of time, I didn't really care that much if I used a significant percentage of my budget on one game that went not that well. So I was just like, whatever, let's let this ride. And it definitely felt more like gambling than I'm used to at penny slots. Like, it definitely felt like, oh, you can, we're having some like $90 swings each way. So the mechanic sort of in the game is, if you get five of the trains, if you're playing nickels, it locks. And there are green trains, purple trains, and red trains. And the green trains are worth like very little. The purple trains are worth more, but still not very much. And if you get a red train, those can be worth a lot. And so as the spins lock, you're mostly getting green trains, but every once in a while you can get an upgrade ticket, and then it will upgrade one of your trains. And I thought it would always upgrade. Like, if you play Huff and More Puff and you get a hat, a helmet on a already a gold square, if you know Huff and More Puff, if you have a brick square, it will make that a gold square no matter what. This was upgrading just at random. So it was very rare to get multiple red trains, but the red trains paid very, very well. So it was fun to play that game. I ended up like $110. I think that was the highest I was ever up in the game too. So I actually stopped at a point where I was up the most I was.
Is that legal? I didn't know that was allowed.
Usually, you know, it's like, I'm up 90. I'll just play this down to 40. Oh no, now I'm down 40. Which is actually how some other slot machines went this trip. But it was a really fun game. But I'm not sure, like, if I was there for longer, I'm not sure I could stomach the nickel slots.
$1.50 is not that much, because it's like 75 a lot at penny slots, depending on which slot it is, right? Or like, even some of the Buffalo machines are a dollar minimum, I think. So,
but if you're playing a nickel and it's $1.50, you're only playing 30 lines.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're playing more lines.
I see.
At 100 or whatever, 70. So you're getting more of your like little, you know, if you talk about your fictional slot machine that you made, right, where you're betting a dollar and you're getting 90 cents back. That's more like what the 70 line machine on penny slots versus 30 lines on nickel. So then I hopped over and I was like, you know what? Nickel slots are great. I'm going to play some nickels on Dollar Storm, which is another one of the Link games. Pretty quickly hit the like ball locking bonus and won $30. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should cut it out with this nickel stuff. Ended up leaving and going, getting lunch at Urban Table, which is a restaurant at the casino. They have something sort of annoying where, I guess, so that they can let people under 21 go to the restaurants, even though the restaurants are right on the casino floor, which they clearly designed so that you could just pop in, they have closed those entrances to at least two of the restaurants, and you have to leave the casino and go around. So to get to Urban Table,
Maryland Live was like that too for a while. Like, I used to go to Bobby's Burger Place quite a bit, and you had to, I mean, it was like a very short walk, but you had to leave the casino floor and then like check back in when you came back in. And it was annoying because they had cups, so you could get your own soda, and like, you could not leave with those, and they were like very strict about it. So you couldn't even bring like your drink to the Bobby's Burger Place, which I guess is because Bobby's Burger Place wants to sell drinks. But
yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, so to get to this Urban Table place, you actually had to go out into the outlets and then go over to the hotel lobby area and then down this really long hallway through all the conference rooms to an area where you're like, this surely can't be right. And then you do end up at Urban Table. So I was asking the bartender about it, and she was saying like, yeah, they used to escort people with kids through the casino floor, and then they decided, nah, we don't want to do that anymore, I guess. So the solution is just to close this thing off, which is very odd. But there are a couple restaurants that are on the other side of the casino floor. Like, as you enter, they're on the far side. So there's like a Chop House and a Noodle Place. You can't get to those without going through the casino. So I think they're just,
so it's adults only.
Yeah. Yeah. So the bartender was like, I wish they'd just make this place 21 and up. So yeah, I had a burger there and used my $10 food credit. It was pretty reasonably priced. I think burger, beer, fries was like $28. And then I used my $10 food credit. I have to say the burger was not amazing. I think the burger at the Borgata Sportsbook was better. Ate there, watched a little bit of a college baseball game, decided to pop over to the video poker bar, the big circular center bar, which is a very cool space. Like, I like that bar a lot. And then as soon as I sat down, the bartender came over and was like, oh, what do you have? We have Yingling on special. And I was like, I'll take Yuengling. Okay. And I'm like putting in my card, putting in dollars. And she comes over and she's like, $5. And it didn't even occur to me. Like, I didn't even know if there's comp drinks at this mm-hmm. casino. So I'm not actually sure if you can get comp drinks at the bar. Weirdly. I know that you can get them playing machines.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I should have asked.
Of course, in my wonderful state, there is no comp drinks, period.
Yeah, in Maryland, yes, correct. No, yeah. No comp drinks at all. One funny thing on the slot machines, so I did end up ordering a Heineken 00 on a slot machine. And generally, it's the same, but every once in a while, you'll see someone coming through the casino with a push cart with two tiers just covered in drinks as they're delivering drinks, mm-hmm. Which I've never seen before in any other casino.
In Macau, it's like that, but it's just has tea. But it's big rolling carts that come through, and you don't order. You get tea when they come by, or not, if you want.
But the drink service was pretty fast in my one order experience. Mm-hmm. Oh, so video poker at this video poker bar, 8-5.
Sounds better than 6-5.
Which is bizarre. Like, why would it be better at the bar? And that in VP Free 2 did say that. It said the bar tops were where the good video poker was. And I was very confused by that. but it went very, very bad for me. Like, I didn't get anything, quickly lost $60, and was like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't need to watch this baseball game. Let me go back to my slots.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up going out and playing some Baozhu Xiaofu, which, as you know,
of course,
is my favorite.
You have to. Yep.
And Kyle.
We need to add that to your never playlist.
Kyle.
But go ahead.
I know that the firecrackers don't mean anything, and I still got sucked in.
Did you just keep putting money after money because the fire?
I just kept putting in money.
Oh my god, Craig. Oh,
I lost $140. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, I know.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, the lines or the pigs. It actually means nothing.
Absolutely idiotic. So felt dumb about that. Went to Buffalo from there and put in another $60 and got two bonuses. One of them, I think, was either $180 or $220, like just awful, which happens a lot in Buffalo. Like, I'm kind of off Buffalo. My worst bonus was one where I got a retrigger and very quickly had enough Buffalo heads to turn the Eagles into Buffaloes, you know? And I was like, all right, now we're going to get paid. No, nothing. So then I was like, you know what? The only game in the casino that loves me is Bubble Craps. So I went back to Bubble Craps and won $69.
There you go.
And got all the way back to only down 40 for the day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's enough. I'm going to head out. I want to get home before dinner time or around dinner time so I can help with getting the kids to bed and everything.
Good.
Well, as I was about to leave, I was like, you know what? I'm down 40. I'm going to take $10. I'm going to put it in a Heidi machine, and either I'm going to hit the bonus in $10 or I'm going to leave down $50. Mm-hmm. And
you left down $50.
Yes.
That's really shocking.
grabbed a Starbucks on the way out the door, which I'm proud to say you can order with the app.
With stars?
You can order with stars, although I didn't have enough stars. And it was not Tropicana Starbucks prices.
Okay, where it was like $10 for a coffee?
I mean, I think it was like $7, but still, that's a lot cheaper than it is at either the Borgata or the Tropicana Starbucks.
Although Trop, you can always get buy one, get one free, right?
Oh, yeah, with the little machine. That's true.
With
that's
the coupon?
Yeah. That is a good point. Yeah, and then I drove home. So, one casino.
Good. I'm glad you did it.
I'm glad I did it too, because I was really skeptical. You know, I've said on the show multiple times, like,
that you're never going to go.
I'm never going to go. Like, if I'm going to drive an hour and a half, I might as well just drive 2 hours. I have to say, the drive felt so much shorter than the drive to AC. Like, oh, it's only an extra 30 minutes. That's literally a third. It's 33%.
Right.
But also, for me, the drive to Atlantic City is get on the parkway, and then you're on the parkway for 115 miles. This drive, by the time I'm like out of town, right, and on to something,
78 or
some
whatever.
Sort of highway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on 280 or something before I get on 78, but it's already down to an hour and 10 minutes, right? And same thing on the way back. By the time I'm out of Bethlehem and on the highway, it's an hour and 15 minutes. And then 35 minutes later, it's like, oh, I'm sort of in the general region of home. Whereas on the way back from Atlantic City, you know, you're on the parkway for an hour and it's like, oh, I still got an hour left. Like, like this drive just never ends. I think I was definitely wrong to say, well, oh, I might as well just drive the extra 30 minutes to Atlantic City, which I did kick around. I was like, you know, I can get back late tonight. Maybe I'll just go to AC. And I was like, no, let's do Bethlehem and check it out. One of the things I was trying to figure out as I walked around the casino at Wind Creek was, if you picked up that entire property and plopped it in Atlantic City, where would it rank?
Mm-hmm.
And I think on a niceness level, it's probably just below Ocean.
Okay, so fourth.
I would have had Ocean as second niceness behind Borgata.
So you think it's better than Hard Rock?
Niceness level, I think it's similar to Hard Rock. It's not as bright in there. I think you would like it better than Hard Rock.
Yeah, I think that's not that hard to do. But...
Right. It's definitely not as bright. I think as far as like fully featured, Hard Rock is better. So yeah, I'll probably put it fourth because I think Hard Rock has a bunch of other stuff that puts it a little bit above Wind Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It would certainly be better than everything in that other tier, right? It would be like once you get that big drop off down to all the Caesars properties and resorts and Golden Nugget.
Let's just for comparison, like what about Horseshoe Baltimore?
Oh, it's so much nicer than Horseshoe Baltimore.
Yeah.
It blows Horseshoe Baltimore out of the water.
Like Horseshoe Baltimore is better than Golden Nugget only, maybe? What is it really better than? Maybe Golden Nugget.
Yeah, I mean, I would say like it's nicer, like decorated and stuff than resorts, but I'd much rather go to resorts. I think I'd rather go to Golden Nugget.
I mean, the thing is when it's like actually all the tables are open and everything, Horseshoe Baltimore is like not a bad place. It's just nothing's open. There's no restaurants. They've all closed.
Right. There's no, it's depressing in there. There's nothing.
Tables. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, a sad place to be. If everything was up and running and they still had three nice restaurants like they used to have and you had six casual restaurants in the food court like they used to have instead of, I think it's just literally one restaurant open now in the food court and one restaurant right. open outside of the food court. I think you could say that Horseshoe would be better than anything. It would be fourth also, maybe.
Yeah, it would be
nice. But it's just not. Yeah.
Right. In its current state, with everything closed, I think it would be the worst casino in Atlantic City.
Yeah, probably.
That's one thing I'll say about Wind Creek is, and having seen Rivers in Philadelphia, is I was expecting, especially after walking through the outlets where there's not much open in the outlets, I was expecting there to be no food options, empty restaurants, or like a couple of generic restaurants. I think there were four sit-down restaurants, maybe five. In my head right now, I'm picturing four. So there's the noodle place, there's a steakhouse, there's a sort of burger place, and then there's like a buffet that's also a grill, sort of like a casual place that's still sit down. And then there's all the food court stuff. So it actually has a surprising amount of food. I was happy to see that because certainly I was expecting more like Horseshoe Baltimore and Rivers where they've got spaces for food, but there's not actually all that much stuff open. The other thing I was thinking about is, you know, it was nice to go get a coffee. It was nice to check out this casino. It's a pretty nice casino. They have great slot selection. I thought the bar was cool, but like, why would I ever go back?
Get your $30 free slot play and $10 food credit, obviously.
And that is, interestingly, I think, the big question. So in AC, Borgata, they normally send me $75 of free play. Every once in a while, they'll say, like, you know what? If you come in this period, like 1 week, $200 free play. Even that is not enough to make me add an AC trip because an AC trip is a significant time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
With an hour and a half, I'm really interested to see, you know, if they come and say like, hey, you know, new player, you played a bunch of slots at a nickel denomination. Here's whatever it is, $100 free play. Would that be enough to get me to say like, hey, I'll make a quick trip?
Probably not. That's my guess.
Yeah, I would guess not. But it doesn't even register with the AC casinos. Like, it's not even,
right.
I don't even consider it as an incentive. It's really just like, if I have an AC trip on the books, then I'm like, oh, let me see where I have various free play. Whereas with this, I would sort of be more interested. Really, I think the only way that I go back is another day like this, where I have a day to myself. I can go and get a coffee in Bethlehem. I think I would pop out of the casino to downtown and grab lunch. Mm-hmm. But I had the $10 food credit, so I felt like I had to use it. But there's some restaurants really close, like 3-4 minutes away by Lehigh, which is the college right next to Wind Creek. So I could see myself going again, but it would need to be very similar circumstances, I think, and I don't get that very often. The other thing I can't decide is, like, you know, you drive through Bethlehem, and it's like, this is cute, there's, like, some stuff, but then also at least one out of every three storefronts is closed, there's not a ton of people around. So I'm like, is this nice, or is this just, like, sort of a cleaner, also depressed town like Atlantic City?
Well, it's not a city like Atlantic City, right? It's more of a town.
Yeah, it's like a town. It's like it's got a couple little downtown areas. I think it was, you know, back in the day of Bethlehem mm-hmm. Steel, and still the big hulking like steel mill stuff is there and is very imposing and looks very like steampunk. And I couldn't decide if I thought it was very cool looking or just absolutely hideous and terrifying, but interesting to look at. No, it doesn't feel like a city, though. It feels more like a small town, which I like those towns. There's a few of those towns in Pennsylvania, like Easton's really close by, similar sort of vibe. So I would be interested to do it one more time and see what my second impression is.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say for myself, I don't go to Maryland Live that much, and it's 20 minutes away from me. I mean, it's not nicer than National Harbor, but it's convenient. I think everything's fair there, but it's just, I'm not really in the business of going to casinos just to go to casinos.
Yeah, that's true. I don't do that either, really. So I did like it more than Maryland Live, I'll say.
You still haven't been to National Harbor, right? Which
that's
is
true.
Unbelievable.
I have not been to National Harbor.
We need to get that on the schedule. One of the times you're down here with your parents, we need to go to National Harbor for a few hours.
Will never happen.
All right. I mean, I guess the last question then, or the last thing to talk about is, are we going to do anything in July?
No.
Atlantic City?
July is my 1 month of craziness.
Oh.
I have back-to-back family trips, like literally going straight from one to the other without even stopping at home first.
Good. I'll see you in Atlantic City.
All right. Sounds good.
I mean, one of them's in Ocean City, surely, right? So
yes,
you'll just spend
true.
The whole week in Atlantic City?
Yeah, I think that's the only thing to do.
Maybe I'll just magically appear in Atlantic City and be like, come on, Greg.
Yeah, meet me over here for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Got to. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to reach out to us or any of our listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin or me at Kyle Askin and send Craig questions at doforawin@gmail.com. How's our inbox?
Nothing since we did the little mailbaggy thing.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, if you have questions, send them in. If you have suggestions for Always Once Never, Would You Rather, scenarios, you know, whatever.
I do have to say, James T. posted in the Facebook group saying that he wishes someone more invested than him would go find the official casino square footage data. And clearly, someone more invested than him is not us, because we weren't willing to do it before the last episode.
I think it's in at least some of the year-end documentation put out by DJE. But
yeah, I tried to look.
I don't know if I'm
going to
actually look.
And okay. Couldn't find it. And it used to be all listed on AtlanticCityNJ.com, the official Atlantic City website. But I went through and it didn't have it for all of them. It had Bally's, but it didn't have anything else. So, or at least like the other couple that I spot checked. So
it probably had Bally's with Wildwood West or something too, because it's from that age.
I know. Yeah. Like I don't really trust that it's fully updated. Right. So.
All right. Thank you guys very much. And we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
This is the Bethlehem Podcast now.
And Horseshoe Baltimore.
One thing I forgot to say in the episode is that at least 10 times an hour, the music would stop and you'd hear a faint drum roll come in. And then this like Saturday Night Live announcer voice would come on saying, "Let's get ready to hit the jackpot." And then the electric slide would play. And I have to wonder, how much does every employee at that casino hate the electric slide?